The Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, according to John.
Glory to you, Lord Christ.
In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things were made through him, and without him was not anything made that was made. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. The true light, which gives light to everyone, was coming into the world. He was in the world, and the world was made through him, yet the world did not know him. He came to his own, and his own people did not receive him. But to all who did receive him, who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God, who were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we have seen his glory, glory as of the only Son from the Father, full of grace and truth. No one has ever seen God. God, the only Son, who is at the Father's side, he has made him known.
The Gospel of John that was just read, chapter 1, verse 12, talks about receiving. And 16 years ago, I received one of my biggest presents. Melanie was born the 28th of December, 16 years ago. So, as a good pastor, I embarrassed my kids from the pulpit. Sorry about that. I'm proud and I'm happy because I love receiving presents, and I hope many of you received nice presents during this Christmas. And we've been in this Christmas mood and holiday mood for a couple of weeks, and we've been singing Christmas carols and been eating a lot, I suppose. Many of you, I haven't. I've been fasting every week. We've been eating a lot. And we've had fun. In Chile, at least, and this is a funny thing maybe for you, but one of the things that you hear most during Christmas time is the melody of Jingle Bells. What fun is it to ride in an open sleigh, even though it doesn't snow in the majority of Chile during Christmas time. And we have Santa Claus dressed as Santa Claus with 90 degrees and stuff like that. Poor people. And the Spanish version of Jingle Bell is Navidad, Navidad, hoy es Navidad, es un día de alegría y felicidad. Oh, yeah, you can sing with me. I'll teach it another day. And the translation of that is that it's a day of happiness and fun, basically. That's the sort of idea. And we say these things, even the songs we sing during this time is joy, happiness, etc. It's a joyful time, isn't it? Or isn't it not, really? Maybe for us today, maybe, but for many that we know, it's not a happy time. They've lost someone. Maybe they're sick or caring of somebody that is sick. For those that are in jail, for those who are in a war area. Maybe they are suffering with bitterness. Maybe they're feeling depressed for many reasons. The list can be really long. And we, and in this time of happiness and joy, we should stop and pray and consider the ways that we can be of help for them. But how are we doing is the question. We can see problems and suffering around us, but how are we doing How do we feel at this point in time in the year? Maybe some of you may feel tired, overwhelmed by all the activity and the Christmas holidays, and you're just sort of waiting for it to go, life comes back to the normal routine. It's nice to see family, but yeah, after 3 days, maybe it would be fun for them to go home. I don't know. It's not my case, but I've heard that happen sometimes. There's a challenge in how all this that we say and we sing affects our life every day, especially in these end of the year season, where we're tired and at the same time we are planning, we are trying to see if we are doing New Year's resolutions this year, if it's going to be worth it or not. If last year I didn't go to a gym, how am I going to do it really this year? Et cetera, et cetera. Let us pray for a moment. Heavenly Father, help us as we think in this Christmas season and what you have taught us and how that is the biggest gift for us and how we can receive it in our life. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. As you see, there's a big box here. This wasn't one of my Christmas presents. It's for you. Actually, it's just an empty box, but it's an illustration. So nobody is fighting for it at the end of the service. But I remember, I don't know if they've done this joke to you at least, kids, beware. But when I was a kid, at some point, my dad gave me a gift in a big box. I don't know if it was as big as this, but it was a big box. And I opened it very happy. It was so big. I was so happy. And I opened it, and there was another box inside of that. And I opened that one, and there was another box inside of that. And I opened that one, and there was another little box inside of that. And at the end of what it seems to me, too many boxes, there was just a chocolate or something like that. So it was very disappointing because I was imagining this huge robot or whatever, and I had a chocolate at the end. And maybe we feel like that with all this Christmas season. So much excitement and food and things to do and presents to buy, cars to send, people to visit, and your house, your parents, my parents, whatever. And I am feeling overwhelmed about it. In the best of cases, we are happy that it's going to finish soon. We're going to be back into our normal life. And in the worst of scenarios, we are in debt. We are disappointed. Maybe we have had a discussion that we didn't want to have with some relative. And we are sad. That's how celebrating Christmas as the world wants us to do it and pressures us to do it sometimes leaves us. We tend to think it's about things and doing things and going through rituals that are written in stone in some way. But I have another little box here. I don't know if you can see it, but it's little. It's not wrapped in paper, but... And I have a story that goes with this little box. There was this young man that was in love. And he got together in a very romantic place with his girlfriend. And in some moment of the night, he did like this and showed the box to his girlfriend. And she was so, he didn't even manage to open it, and she was so glad and so excited, and wow, she said, "What a beautiful box. I love it. It's the best present somebody had given to me. I'll treasure it for the rest of my life. Don't worry, I'll put it in the best place of my house." And he was a bit puzzled and said, "Love, the box isn't the important thing. It's what is inside the box. You should have known." And he opens the box, and there is the very nice, very expensive engagement ring. I said, I love you. This is the real present. And probably you are thinking what that young man was thinking, and I'm thinking, what was she thinking about? Why was she giving such importance just to the box and not what was obviously important that was inside the box? Our life was given by God to us. And he gave us life, and he gave us this little box to live it in. Our bodies that are perfectly and wonderfully made. But at the end of the day, they're not permanent. But we spend so much money taking care of this outward appearances sometimes. And yes, we have to be healthy. God knows I have to work out more. I'm not talking about that. But sometimes our own focus is what is external. It's appearances. I want to look good. And we forget of what is really important, that's what is inside. How we do take care about of our spirit. That child that was born 2,000 years ago in Bethlehem, in Judea, knew of rejection, knew of poverty, knew of danger. From the moment he was born, he was born in a stable, a filthy, stinky stable. I know what I'm talking about. I've had stables. I'm picking up manure every day is quite fun, actually. But it smells sometimes, not nice. And Jesus was born in that environment. And in that context, the angel of the Lord announces to the shepherds, "Don't be afraid, for I will bring good news that will cause great joy for all the people." What is that news? That today, in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is the Messiah, the Lord. And years later, that Messiah was able to affirm to those who received him, "I have come that you may have life and have an abundant life." And this morning, I invite you to not just stay receiving the box, but receive the gift that's inside the box. In the reading on John, in verse 12, as I said before, I'll read it again. Sorry, I have to put my glasses for this. I bought a Bible that said large print, but even then, it doesn't work. Problem is not the Bible, obviously. But to all who did receive him, who believed in his name, he gave them the right to be called children of God. Those who received him, those who believed and received Christ. Let us open our hearts and receive this great gift of forgiveness and eternal life and the peace of God that passes all understanding. Let us open our lives that so he may transform us and clean us from selfishness, from petty concerns, our resentments, our pride. My prayer today is that whoever you are in life, you may understand that Christ died for you, for your sins, and that wants to have a relationship with you. That he lived, he died, so that would be possible. As you did in this Christmas, just open that box, that present of Christ, and make it yours. Don't stay playing with the package. Go to Christ. And maybe you have already have a relationship with Christ. I invite you to live in that gift. In Galatians chapter 5, that's just after the one that was read, Paul says that his Spirit gives us fruit. And this fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faith, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. This is a really good gift. This fruit of the Spirit is there for us. He gives us His Spirit so we can enjoy all these things in our lives. Don't leave the gift in the shelf. I'll use it tomorrow. God has given us His Son, and with His Son, His Spirit, so we can live a life in this season and the rest of the year filled with His Spirit, rejoicing and living not as the world wants us to live, not by the world's standards of what is good or bad, but by His will and with His help. But because without His help, there's nothing we can do. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, thank you for Christ and the present that he is for us. And so many times in Christmas, we forget that he is the center of Christmas and the center of the rest of the year for those who have put their faith in him. Lord, let us put our, help us to be faithful and be open to the work of your Holy Spirit in our life every day. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.